You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, like the man said, just plain right. Hey, and I'm going to tell you real quick, you gotta check out Otter Creek Farm. You got to check it out. You heard the ad probably a few minutes ago, but I'm just going to tell you, I know Frank and Jane Brown. They own that place. I've been out there multiple times. Charlene and I have stayed out there, eaten out there, shot out there. And I'm just going to tell you, that place is an oasis. Go check out their website. Just see if I'm right. OtterCreekFarmstead.com is the website. And you'll see real quickly why they were featured in Garden and Gun magazine, why they are considered one of the best places in the Southeast to do corporate retreats or wing shooting or wedding venues. And maybe you'll figure out when you look at the website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com, why Donald Trump Jr. chose to stay there recently. And nobody really knew it. It was kind of quiet, but there he was. Hey, folks, it's an amazing place. Check them out. Otter Creek Farm, that's OtterCreekFarmstead.com. So I've been teasing this story. I'm going to get to it. Senior FDA officials are stepping down. What is happening? Is this part of the unraveling that I spoke of earlier? The chinks in the armor, the leaks in the dike? Well, listen, so, you know, vaccination status is like becoming quite the weapon, right? It's happening everywhere. And you're seeing things like earlier this week, crazy story, which I think was reversed yesterday, but a judge decided in another state, I think it was Illinois, that a mother should lose custody of her child because she was not vaccinated. I mean, I'm serious. And then you may have seen the story that Mac Jones is now the new starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, and that Cam Newton has been released. And he was released in part because of violation of COVID vaccination policies. And my understanding is there was confusion about whether he had gone to a private doctor versus the team doctor, and it required him to miss 5 days of training. In the meantime, Mac Jones, you know, did great and got the job, and Cam's out. Yeah, okay. Well, right now, some stuff cited by my brethren Dale Jackson in one of his reports is that increasingly Americans are becoming completely okay with punishing the unvaccinated, is what it's saying. A new poll in California shows 57% of those polled want the employers to mandate a vaccine. And 51 of those polled want the state to require it. I'm just saying, this is where some people are going. I do believe there's a growing trend for people to some of the furor is calming down, and people are choosing to get vaccinated, and that's their choice. Their choice, by the way. Oh, their choice. And we've spent a lot of time on the show talking about the fact that I'm not gonna be the one who sits here and tells you got to get the shot. What's wrong with you? Got to get the shot. I'm not doing that. That's not my place. But I am telling you, there's plenty of information to research it, and you should talk to your own doctor, and you should make your own decision. Well, not everybody feels that way. And one of the things we're seeing is another story. I'm tying all this together, is that the hospital system right now is reporting that it is struggling with staffing levels. The state of Alabama did add a large number, like over 5,000 new coronavirus cases in the last few days. And literally in the middle of it is also saying that, like, one hospital president says she lacks 70 nurses. And then you got things like St. Vincent's Hospital is going to fire staff if they're not vaccinated. So in a COVID shortage, when you cannot staff correctly, you're going to fire staff. Well, I guarantee you some of those staff are going to walk down the road to the less draconian policies at another facility and get hired right back on. So some of y'all better think about what you're doing to your own business when you get into other people's business and you start mandating they take shots that they're concerned about. Whether we should get vaccinated or not is an entirely different topic. Whether we should violate someone's right to earn a living, sacrifice them on the altar of political correctness, or tell them that they are idiots or that they're not worthy or that they're like the unclean, the lepers in our society, you can't go down that road. Get your own vaccination, Mr. Worrywart, if you are. And then allegedly you're safe, right? But right now what we're seeing is it makes no sense to say we're short on staff, but we're going to fire staff. Well, then what are you going to do for staffing? Well, I don't know. I guess we'll figure that out. Well, there's an issue. But in the middle of all that, now there's the new talk. Boosters. Joy of joy. Boosters. What a wonderful thing to think that after having been cajoled and guilt-tripped and massaged and moved forward into the vaccinated status, now it's boosters. Well, guess what? Part of the unraveling of the Biden administration. Two senior Food and Drug Administration officials are reportedly stepping down from their posts over a disagreement with the White House, reported by Bradford Betts from Fox Business. All right. In a statement to CNBC, this report says, the FDA says that Marion Gruber, the director of the agency's Office of Vaccines Research and Review, and her deputy director, Phil Krause, are going to be leaving in the next couple of months. They are reportedly frustrated that the CDC and the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices was spearheading all the decisions that are supposed to be the responsibility of the FDA to include boosters. All right. The source said that Gruber and Krause finally decided to step down after Biden administration went ahead with a booster program without FDA approval. In other words, they're saying, there was a story on Fox that came on literally during one of the breaks because I knew I had the story coming. I had the paper, but I also had the TV going here, and I'm watching during the break. And sure enough, in one of the press conferences, this was addressed, and the reporter followed up by saying that the concern here is that in order to require a booster, there needs to be some scientific testing and some historical precedent that says we are not seeing efficacy at a certain point, and we need, therefore, to approve a booster. And that has not occurred. The FDA has not gone there. But the Biden administration has. So in the middle of the pandemic, when vaccines are all the rage, two of the senior-most members of the FDA's immunizations department, the Office of Vaccines Research and Review, does that sound important right now? I'd say so. The director and the deputy director have both announced they'll be leaving, and partly because of their frustrations with the Biden administration. Folks, that's what's happening right now. That is what is happening. And the Biden administration is intent upon pushing agendas like withdrawals from Afghanistan and booster shots without approval and, you know, pushing forward with extending eviction moratoriums despite the fact that the constitutionality is not there and the Supreme Court of the United States has not agreed. All these things are on a daily basis. And luckily, they're starting to get handed back to them in a pretty hard fashion. Well, listen, I want to do this. I want to go ahead and move to a short break. I want to tell you, I'm going to come back in a minute, and I'm going to spend some time unpacking for you one of the most important things that's about to happen in the world of your state politics. One of the most important things. You're going to want to know this, because everything I'm about to tell you at the next break determines who's going to represent you at the local and state level coming up in the very near future. And then, you know what? Then we're going to lighten things up. 4:30, I'm going to open the phones, and I got a question. A question that was actually backed by popular demand, one we asked, I think, on day two of this radio show 2 months ago, and it blew the phones up. We're going to have fun with it. So get your phone ready. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Listen live at rightsideradio.org. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Listen, I, by the way, I appreciate listeners who are keeping me posted on things as we go. Many thanks to Jim, honest name is first name, Jim, to send me an email. Jim, I got it. I'm looking at it, and you're right. You know, here I was talking about that story about how they're trying to fabricate COVID numbers out of Coleman, and liberals trying to say that Trump's rally created a super spreader event. And he points out, he goes, and in fact, this is Jim's email. He goes, pretty lame they're trying to fabricate a story about Coleman, but when it comes to a real super spreader event, all we hear is crickets. And he sent me an image of a report showing that the 14-day change in COVID-19 cases in Duke County, Massachusetts, which is where Martha's Vineyard are, went up 2,000% after the Obama birthday party. Go figure. Anyway, good job, Jim. Good catch. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Listen, folks, I said, and I'm gonna go right into it. I said that one of the most important things that is happening in your personal state politics is occurring starting today. Today. So here's the deal. They did the census. Every 10 years, because of the census, and by the way, when I took office in 2010, immediately in 2011, we had to deal with this. Every 10 years, they do the census, and they check on the population shifts. And of course, you know, we know what it means in big picture. Like, we almost thought we were going to lose a congressional seat. We didn't. We actually grew in population. Huntsville is now the biggest city in the state. They thought it might take 10 more years, but no. Huntsville is now the biggest city in the state. So congratulations to this listening area. You are the driving force. Birmingham shrunk to the point that Birmingham, which was the biggest, is now almost, I mean, like barely hanging on to second by its fingernails. But Birmingham's only like 133 people more than Montgomery. So literally almost tied for second. Truly dropping down to third, too, I would bet, in the next go-round. But what happens is this. The legislature has the responsibility now. When the numbers come out, they have to redraw all the lines. So if you think you know who your school board member is, if you think you know who your state senator is, if you think you know who your state representative is, like, for instance, if you think that you have I'm trying to pick a few in our listening area. Let's say you think that Representative Howard Sanderford or Representative Anthony Daniels are your representatives in the State House. Maybe you met them at a school or you know them personally. They might not be come next year. If you think that your state senator is, let's say, Arthur Orr in Decatur or Sam Gavan in Huntsville, they might not be come next time around. It depends on where you live because they're going to redraw the lines. And when they redraw these lines for school board, for congressional districts, if you think right now that you live in Mo Brooks' district, you might very soon wind up finding out that you live in Robert Adderholt's district. If you think that you live in a district that has anybody in charge of it, or not in charge of it, but representing it, then you may find it's going to change, because when they redraw these lines, as populations shift, they have to draw it in a different way, and they have to follow the population. Mine changed while I was in. We had to redraw the lines, and when I got elected, I represented three counties. When I left, I represented four. So I'm just telling you, it happens. It is extremely important that you know who your representative is, who your senator is, who your congressman is. And if you care about this and you want to know and you want to provide public input, like you want to say, hey, I've seen it literally go down the middle of a street, okay? When they're drawing these lines, in the macro, you look at it and go, oh, okay. In the micro, though, when you narrow it down, you may find out that you thought you lived in, again, I'll just name one, you thought you lived in, say, Anthony Daniels' house district. But it turns out now you're across the street from it. And that matters to you because maybe you care about who represents you, or maybe they used to always look after your school, or maybe they used to be responsive to you, but the person who you've got now is less responsive to you. This is where your representation is changed, not by an election, but changed by legislative action. And sometimes things happen in the drawing of those lines that people don't like. So what I'm telling you right now is this. All the public hearings on this are starting today, and they're actually starting right here in our area, all right? State officials are actually seeking input right now as the Alabama legislature prepares to redraw the lines. They're running late on this because the Biden administration took forever, using COVID as its excuse, took forever to get the We should have already done this, by the way. This was supposed to have been done last spring, all right? And now here we are pushing into the fall, and we're just now getting to it. There are people who want to run for office that don't even know where the district lines are going to be yet, so they can't declare they want to run. And federal and state law requires this happens, so it has to. And so the hearings start today, and I'm going to tell you where they are. In this listening area right now, today, they have one at Drake State. It's in the lecture hall, but they're also doing these not Zoom, they're doing it by Teams if you want to watch it online. They've got them at today again also was at Northwest Shoals, the hospitality house on the Shoals campus over in Muscle Shoals. They've also got the health sciences building at Calhoun Community College at the Calhoun Ayers campus in Tanner. Over in Rainesville at Northeast Alabama Community College today. Tomorrow, they've got one at Snead State in Boaz. They're all over the state, and they started today, and they're going to move through the state. I mean, even to the point that, like, over in the northeastern section of the listening area, over in Gadsden on September 15th, they've got one at Gadsden State in the new science building. And they'll take public input. They'll show you the maps of what they're thinking about doing, and they'll also take input on what you think you should or should not see happen to your district. And if you're, especially if you're somebody who's, I don't know, the principal of a school, and you want to know who your representative is going to be, go to the meeting. Give your input. And folks, what I'm telling you is this. You've got to know who represents you, because when they run down there to Montgomery and they raise your gas taxes, or when they go down to Montgomery and they're dealing with a casino bill and you don't like gambling, or when they go down to Montgomery and there's something going on that you really love, like school choice, or maybe a tax break's being proposed, you got to know who to call. You would be shocked to find out how accessible they really are. I'm just telling you right now, just like I have people call me and email me while I'm sitting here on the air on the show, I had the same thing happen all the time while I was on the floor of the Senate. People get calls from their constituents all the time. They also have secretaries down there that will take messages for them. They have email accounts. They have Facebook pages. They have any number of ways you can reach them. But if you don't know who they are, that's pretty tough. And I would encourage you, know who they are. And if you're confused about who represents you right now, let me tell you this. Go to the Alabama Legislature's website, in terms of Montgomery, go to the Alabama Legislature's website, and there should be a place on there where you can click on it and say, find my representative or find my senator. And you'll probably type in your zip code, and it may ask you for more specific, because sometimes zip codes get split. But all I'm saying is this. You need to know who they are. And right now, they're getting ready to redraw the lines. And who you think you got may change, not because of you electing them, but because they drew you into it or drew you out of it. And that's big doings. I mean, I don't think I understood until I got down there, and I wish I had understood it. I don't think I understood until I got down there what a huge, hairy deal reapportionment is. That's what this is called, reapportionment. Reapportionment, or redistricting the lines, is one of the biggest deals in politics. It determines who your congressman is. It determines who your school board member is. It determines who your state senator and state representative are, and any number of things. So folks, it also can change, you know, how things work in terms of, you know, tax dollars coming into your area or grants to your area, or whether you've got someone who you believe fights for you. Just saying, pay close attention. In fact, if you live in Mo Brooks' district, and you're looking to vote for either Dale Strong or Casey Wardinsky or one of the others who's running for that office, if you're not careful, you may get drawn into a different district and you go to the polls and you look at the ballot sheet and go, where's Casey or where's Dale? That's right. It can happen that way. So I'm just telling you, pay attention. Reapportionment is one of the biggest things that's happening right now. It affects you like you would not believe. And you are allowed to have input on this, and I encourage you to do so. All right, folks, we're coming back in a few minutes. 866-494-9866. I want to know what classic rock song talks about the politics we're in right now. What classic rock song sounds like the politics we're in right now? 866-494-9866. I'll give you one right now. Crazy Train. We'll be right back.